Do you think AI is taking all our jobs? I'm DJ Brian. You better not take mine. And I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Wednesday, January 7th, 2026. And we just heard Alpha Drive 1 with Formula. Now looking back at 2025. And a lot of people are probably like, I don't want to look back, Brian. I don't. But we got to. Now, what do you think was a major change that occurred in your life? Now, I would have to say the prevalence of AI. Yes, that's a huge change. And how it's been penetrating every aspect of our lives was a significant change, of course, that we encountered last year. I'm talking about everybody's life. And I have a feeling we're going to continue to encounter changes related to AI in the years to come. For example, we had some experts and reports also suggest AI was linked to massive layoffs in the U.S. Now, I'm willing to bet it's not a problem only for the U.S. Layoffs have become one of the defining features of the global job market in 2025. And AI is increasingly becoming and being cited as a key driver. A major consulting firm in the U.S. says nearly 55,000 layoffs this year have been directly linked to AI in the U.S. alone. Overall, more than 1.17 million job cuts have been announced so far this year, the highest level since COVID-19 pandemic. So, where are all these job cuts occurring, y'all? It's the major tech companies like Microsoft that cut 15,000 positions last year. And we had Amazon, which cut 14,000 corporate jobs, the largest reduction in its history. Now, supporters argue AI helps companies reduce costs amid inflation and rising tariffs. But critics say AI is also becoming a convenient scapegoat for companies that just overhired during the pandemic. Regardless, staying competitive and thinking about jobs that won't be affected by AI is something that we all need to consider, especially for those who are currently looking for a job. What are your thoughts? Let's think about that while the song goes out. We got Ijuk with 걱정 말아요 그대. Don't worry. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And we got more music. First up, Le Sserafim featuring J-Hope with Spaghetti. An all-day project. Look at me. Would you like a nice coffee or tea? That is right. You choose coffee or tea. It don't matter. It can be wine. It can be beer. It can be water. H2O. It doesn't matter. We just want you to enjoy all the news. And I got something that you might enjoy, especially if you love noodles and soup, because that's what we got for you right now. Do you love ramyeon? I do. I love me a nice, warm bowl of ramyeon. Mm-hmm. Now, it seems the world is loving it as well. A simple bowl of Korean instant noodles has just earned a place in global pop culture history. The Wall Street Journal has named Korean ramyeon one of the 20 objects defining culture in 2025. And the reason? A vivid, fiery Red Bull slurped on screen by a purple-braided K-pop heroine in Netflix's animated hit, K-pop Demon Hunters. The ramyeon moment ranked third on the list, alongside China's very viral toy phenomenon, La Boo Boo, and pop icon Taylor Swift, placing a humble comfort food in truly elite company. Now released in June, K-pop Demon Hunters became Netflix's most watched title of all time, surpassing even Squid Game. The film blends K-pop performance with Korean shamanistic themes, telling a story about identity, strength, and self-acceptance through music. Its impact extended well beyond the screen. The original soundtrack's breakout hit, Golden, topped the Billboard Hot 100 and the UK singles chart, while ramyeon, exports surged past $1 billion this year, a true reminder that pop culture can move products as powerfully as it moves people. Now for Korea, it's another example of how storytelling, music, and even food are converging into a single global language, one spicy bowl at a time. I hate talking about ramyeon on radio because I get hungry so easily, so we're going to play music for you right now, and hopefully it'll get my, you know, my taste buds to die down. We got Angmyu with Is It Ramyeon? Ramyeon? In-gonga? And then Aespa with Spicy. Requests and responses! That is right. You guys know that we love hearing from you guys, and we're always tuned into which song you guys want to listen to next. And we're going to read out all your messages and blast out your requested music. Stick with us to the end because one of you guys are going to be a lucky winner and get a prize. Another winner will be announced right before the close of our show, and you guys can check back to see if you've won or not on our website, world.kbs.co.kr, and the winners are always posted on our playlist on the K-Pop Connection Program page. And remember, we keep a close track of our message board, Graham, and the KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces for all of your lovely requests. So make sure to send them in throughout the week if you haven't done it so yet. And if they don't get played today, we are going to play it throughout the week. So keep that in mind. But for now, let's get into our request. First up, we have one from a person who's always sending things in. Thank you so much. It is from at HASFSMRF. Hello, DJ Brian. Could you play Joy by NCT Dream? The song is a really perfect fit to play during the holiday season. DJ Brian, what Christmas song did you play the most in 2025? Thank you and have a good day. Now, I'm very traditional. I'm very old school. So I don't listen to, I don't play K-pop style Christmas. I play like old school, like Bing Crosby, Nat King Cole. And then I like instrumental type Christmas songs. So sometimes I don't like music or Christmas songs with lyrics to them. And if they do have lyrics, I like it when like little kids sing it, like from the Home Alone soundtrack, Somewhere in My Memories. I like that one. And then from the Polar Express, When Christmas Comes to Town. I love songs like that. That makes me feel like it's Christmas. That makes me feel like I'm in a time machine and I go back to my childhood. That's what Christmas is to me. Yeah. But to each their own, you want to hear this song, so we got it for you. NCT Dream, Joy. All right, that was NCT Dream with Joy, and we got more of your requests right now. Moving on, we have one from at the Blue Maniac. Hello, DJ Brian. I'd like to request EXO Sing for You. Thank you, DJ Brian and PD-nim, and have a nice day and stay warm. Thank you very much. You stay warm as well, and make sure not to get sick or cold. During these weird times, because it gets cold, and then warm. Yesterday was actually not that cold. And then last week it was like cold. And last week there was like actually one day it wasn't that cold. And that's when you can get sick easily. So make sure you go out, make sure to have the jacket with you or a hoodie or anything so you don't get sick. All right, guys. Moving on, we have one from at Hilda Farha, Too Close by N-Hypen. All right, that's what we're here to do. We're here to play music for you guys, and hopefully this will brighten up your week for the new year. EXO, sing for you, N-Hypen, Too Close. All right, that was N-Hypen with Too Close. And we're going to get into more of your requests right now. And don't go anywhere. We still have a winner to be announced right before the close of our show. And the next one is from Satej Karandikar from the Book of Faces. Dear Brian, thank you for making Wednesday's special. Please play Sea of Love and send a shout out to listeners around the globe. Normally, Sea of Love is not a song I would request for a cold, cold day. But it doesn't matter where you are because... Korea, it's cold, but where you are, it could be actually warm because, of course, it's just our part of the hemisphere that's cold. It might be hotter than anything in where you are because I know, like, parts of, like, the world, like, Australia is warm right now. So if you're there, you know, get your white wife beaters or tank tops and blue jeans and go on the beach and dance to this song because it made a comeback last summer. And, of course, if you know the dance, go for it as well. Check it out. This is our song, Fly to the Sky with Sea of Love. Alrighty, guys. That was Fly to the Sky with Sea of Love. And thank you for all your requests this week. And you know what time it is. It is time to announce today's winner. And today's winner for our requests and responses is... at Hilda Farha! At Hilda Farha, if that is you and you're tuning in right now, please let us know your physical mailing address by emailing it to us, kpop@kbs.co.kr, with a gram handle, name, message board ID, and whatever it was that you got in contact with us with so we can find you. And please, if you can let us know the date that you want, it'll make it that much easier and we can send you the prize. And now let's check out two great songs. First up, To Us with Overdrive and Hearts to Hearts with Focus. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time that we have for you guys today. And you guys know already that these shows are pre-recorded. And currently, I am in America. And in a few days, a Saturday to be exact, it is my birthday. And actually today, Wednesday in America, I should be in Temecula at the Wine Country. I've never done the Wine Village and Wine Country with myself or with a friend of mine, which is close to my parents' house. And since I'll be gone and spending time in the States for my birthday, I have a person filling in for me. And starting for about the next 2 weeks, we have Xander, originally from UKIS, taking my spot. So if he does a bad job, don't worry. I will come back and I will poke his eyes out. Don't worry. I will do that. Xander, if you do a bad job, I will cut you, okay? I will go to your CrossFit gym and throw a kettlebell on your toes. Yes, I said it on radio. Yes, and I'm pretty sure he'll do a good job. You guys know I'm joking. But he will be filling in for me. And till I get back, I hope you guys just wish me a happy birthday and a happy new year to everybody at KPC. And taking us out, we have two great songs. We have Woods featuring Young K with Falling and Plave with Boo! Our producer is Chae-Dong Guan. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.